Some brown went off to war to fight on a foreign shore. His mama sure was proud of him. He stood so straight and tall in his uniform and all. His mama's face broke out into a grin. Oh, son, you look so fine. I'm glad you're a son of mine. Make me proud to know you weren't a gun. Do what the captain says. Light of medals you will get. We'll put him on the wall when you get home. That old train pulled out. John's mom began to shout, standing everybody in the neighborhood. That's my son is about to go. He's a soldier now, you know. She made well sure her neighbors understood. She got a letter once in a while. Her face broke into a smile. She showed him to the people from next door. They bragged about her son with his uniform and gun in this thing she called a good old-fashioned war. Then the letters ceased to come. For a long time they did not come. Ceased to come for about 10 months or more. And when the letter finally came, saying go down and meet the train, your son is coming back from the war. She smiled and she went right down. She looked up and all around. She did not see her soldier son inside. When all the people passed, she saw her son at last. When she did, she could not believe her eyes. Oh, his face was all shot off, and his hands were blown away. And he wore a metal brace around his waist. He whispered kind of slow, in a voice she didn't know. And she couldn't even recognize his face. That you come to be this way. He tried his best to talk, but his mouth could hardly move, and his mother had to turn her face away. Don't you remember, Mom? When I went off to war, you thought it was the best thing I could do. I was on the battleground, you were home acting proud. You weren't there standing in my shoes. Well, I thought when I was there, Lord, what am I doing here? Trying to kill somebody or die trying. But the thing that scared me most, when my enemy came close, I could see that his face looked just like mine. And I couldn't help but think, through the thunder roll and stink, I was just a puppet in a play. And through the roaring smoke, the string it finally broke, and a cannonball blew my eyes away. That helped him stand. But as he turned to leave, he called his mother close, and he dropped his medals down into her hand.